It's the gutter show, the transfer gutter show. You're still stuck with me for another few weeks until Rob Gutman returns, and stuck with me as well is Dan Austin, Ian Salmon and Neil Atkinson. Bit of a strange one actually, where not a source of news I expected to break on Nabil Fekir, but Martin Tyler during the World Cup final was suggesting that Liverpool will sign Nabil Fekir, and he was talking about, I suppose, what we already know, that Liverpool want to restructure the deal. They don't want to pay it all in the lump sum as suggested at first, but this will happen. Dan Austin, I want this to happen. I don't really see any viable alternatives. Do you think it'll happen?
I think there are other footballers that are like him, or at least not necessarily like him, but could do the role that we would ask of him. So could play as a sort of Firmino style striker, also at the top of a midfield. So someone like Heung-min Son, I think is a lad that you could get to do a similar job. But there's no way that Liverpool can buy Heung-min Son. So from the players that are available, I think he's realistically the only player that can cover you those two positions, potentially play wide as well. I would really like it to happen. I think he's a really good footballer, and everyone was obviously under the impression that it was going to be pretty easy to do until the medical stuff. It seems as though Jean-Michel Aulas has been talking about it again. It seems very much like Leon are willing to sell him. It just has to be at the right price point, I think. He's got 2 years left on his contract, so they're going to have to sell him either this summer or next summer. Obviously, if they sell him next summer, they're going to get less money. What they might decide is that if Liverpool are trying to restructure the deal to such an extent that they think they could probably get the same amount of money next year, then they'll probably just stick. Because they get an extra year out of him. It might help them make more money if they qualify for the Champions League with him. But it from the way they're talking, it seems like a combination of trying to get Liverpool to come back to the negotiating table, or trying to stir up some interest.